Oof, it's hump day and stuff is happening. On the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey, come and knock on my door.
Bradley Trainer today in our Google Meet is in the living room of the Three's Company apartment.
Yeah.
Is Jack available?
No, he's busy pretending to be gay.
Where's Chrissy?
Chrissy is shaking her bosoms.
Okay, and where's Janet?
Janet has her nose in a book.
And what about Kim and Kanye?
Kim and Kanye are Splitsville!
What?
Okay. Well, that was the headline yesterday, but you guys know we like to go deep in the shallow here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. We're going to get into the real story, because nothing is as easy as it appears to be in the tabloids. Am I right, Colleen?
Correct. We have a little saying on the Colleen and Bradley Show, and that is, nothing is real, and everyone smokes.
That's true. So when I saw the headlines yesterday that Kim and Kanye were divorcing, I think we all did probably a similar version of, like, what? Like... This is the first...
Actually, my eyes bugged out of my head.
Ow.
That actually did not happen.
No, but we all took that these headlines seriously because they came from multiple sources and they said some things. So maybe it's helpful if we look at the sources and figure out what those things they're saying are, because nothing is as easy as it appears, as I just said. I'm repeating myself.
That's true. But you know what? On a Wednesday, you're allowed.
Okay. So let's take a look at what we know and tell me what you think about it. So let's just start with who's... Well, first of all, I can tell you we don't know anything.
Well, here, we do know one thing. We know that Kim Kardashian was seen without her wedding ring, which is celebrity for...
Nothing.
My marriage might be ending.
Yeah, I mean...
Or at least I want you to talk about the possibility that my marriage might be ending.
Yeah, it's like when a celebrity goes to, like, Taco John's and then walks around with a poochy belly to get people thinking that she's pregnant. And she's like, I'm not pregnant. What is your problem? But she got headlines. So, moral of the story is, yes, we know that Kim was out without her her wedding ring. It's just a brief.
Same time.
Her wing. That's what we call it.
Her wing.
Look at my wing, kids. Wedding ring. But... everybody's running around, oh my God, they're getting divorced, they're getting divorced, they're getting divorced. Well, who's saying that? So if we don't really have that directly coming from Kim and Kanye, because we don't, nobody is saying, according to Kim Kardashian and or Kanye West, these two are getting divorced. But what we do have is tabloids with some sources. So should I give you the tabloids and the sources?
Yes.
And you tell me what you think that who and what that is.
Yeah, we'll do.
So let's start with the first one I think we all saw, which was from Page Six. And it's an exclusive. So a Page Six exclusive is not nothing.
Well, it's not nothing. And Page Six, they usually are doing some of the most robust reporting, and they're pretty trustworthy, which tells you that they didn't get it from just some Tom, Dick, or Joe on the street.
Yeah, it's not like an OK magazine or a Hello magazine.
It's not like the best friend of their hairdresser. Probably is somebody a little closer to the situation.
Exactly. And they say multiple sources tell Page Six, quote, that divorce is imminent for the Hollywood couple, with Kim Kardashian hiring a divorce attorney.
Attorney, you're saving time by a brief, and I appreciate that.
But wow, I just have no plenty time for syllables today. Kim Kardashian has hired a divorce attorney, and not any divorce attorney, but Laura Wasser,
which tells you she means business, if indeed that's true.
Mm-hmm. And the source goes on really quickly. I'll just wrap it up. You tell me what you think. They're keeping it low key, but they're done. Kim has hired Laura Wasser, and they are already in settlement talks.
Okay. So a couple things. First thing is this, like, it's so obvious. We've been knowing this. Like, there is the only new piece of information in there, honestly, truly, 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 from Team Cobra. Yeah. We'll tell you the real truth. The only new piece of information in that is that Laura Wasser is involved.
Yeah.
That's the only compelling piece of evidence that should prove further what we've already been knowing, which is they've been living separate lives. Divorce is imminent. This is not a new storyline.
Yep.
The only piece that's new is the involvement of Laura Wasser.
And that's a pretty specific thing.
Okay, yeah, so absolutely.
That's page six. Now let's do people. Because over at people, oh, look, people exclusive.
Okay. That means the call is coming from inside the house. Like, literally, somebody with the last name Kardashian
probably
or
Jenner.
Yeah. Picked up the ding-dang phone and dialed beep-boop-bop-boop-beep. Hi, People Magazine. It's us. We've got some information for you.
So on Tuesday, this is according to People, multiple sources. There's that word again. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's like what happens when you're in an argument with somebody and they go, a lot of people have said about you.
Yeah.
But that, they're not going to name the people.
That behavior has been around a lot for the last few years.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I've been talking
I'm
to
not
people.
The only one that thinks this. A lot of people yeah. say
Everybody
it.
thinks you're a jerk, so it's not just me. Anyway, moving on. According to all sources, no, multiple sources, Kim and Kanye are in counseling and exploring their options. They've been working on their marriage for a long time. But now here's a different take, but no decision has been made. Mm-hmm. A second source mm-hmm. adds that it's not over yet. They are still trying to see if the marriage can be saved. And they go on to talk mm-hmm. about like the family reaction. But what do we make of that?
So to me, now you have to remember that there, somebody stands to benefit from the story as it's being told. And the Kardashians, I frankly don't think that Kanye West gives a rat's behind what people think about him in this.
Yeah.
This sounds like it is from Kim's camp, and that is camp with a K, because what they want to paint a picture of Kim as somebody who exhausted all options before yeah. making a really mm-hmm. difficult decision, right? They have four children together. They, you know, have lived a life in the public eye. He has some noted struggles with mental illness, right? She's not going to make it look like she's a cold-hearted snake. Look into her eyes. She's been telling lies.
But can I just put a finer point on that? Mm-hmm. I think it's Kris Jenner. And her mother mm-hmm. is not going to let Kim Kardashian be the bad guy Truth. In the decision, which most likely she is, meaning she was the instant. I'm not saying there's a bad guy. I'm saying like they're afraid that that's how it would be perceived, because I imagine that Kim Kardashian was the instigator. And I'm just going to shorthand and say Kim Kardashian was like, I'm done with this. This is too much. We don't blah, blah, blah. Whatever the reasons are, we could do a Lifetime movie special. Make believe,
and maybe we will.
What we think is actually going on behind the scenes, but I—that's kind of irrelevant, and that just gets into conjecture town. But I think based on all of the information that we have in front of us, and all of the and I've got one more piece which will put a finer nail in that coffin. This is just—it's so obvious mm-hmm. that this is being orchestrated like every other Kardashian development has for the last 10 years. This smells like Kris Jenner's like gardenia scented perfume. Mm-hmm. What were you? What?
I don't know. I didn't know what we were smelling on Kris Jenner. And I was worried because sometimes we go places.
Well, I was going to say like her, you know, like after she's like done a lot of like power walking around the block, you know how your pantyhose just get kind of
yeah
sweaty, but then also
yeah,
you're wearing a lot of strong perfume. I do actually.
I know actually.
Then so, there's that awkward gap.
And, yeah.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. And it's.
Yeah. But what we know of Kris Jenner is she's not necessarily power walking around the block. She's on her elliptical machine while she does.
It actually happened. Okay. Really quickly, interview. Can I just add one more source? So mm-hmm. again, what do we know and who do we know it from? Exclusive. Now, I think we've been getting closer to home every single time. So page six, yeah. pretty distant. People magazine, pretty not
a little
so
closer,
distant.
A little yeah, closer. Right?
E. Oh, I'm sorry.
E!
E! E! News.
Okay.
Exclusive. Mm-hmm. Why Kim Kardashian hasn't officially filed for divorce from Kanye West.
Okay, so this is actually just written by Kris Jenner. Yes. Because E, I'm sorry.
E! E!
is the network that carried Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I use that in past tense, but I do think they still have a pretty good relationship with E! Even though they've now signed a deal with Hulu.
Yeah, I'm sure they still are making money off the Kardashians and will for a while.
Absolutely. So this was written literally by Kris Jenner.
And here's what they say. A source tells E! News exclusively that they're getting divorced, which we know. But, quote, it's gotten to the point where they haven't spent time together as a married couple in months. They've seen each other for the sake of the kids, but have been living separately. Kim knows the marriage is over. She's known for a while. Now, really quickly, can I just say?
You can say whatever you need to.
Sorry, I get emotional.
It's hard. When it's the Diet Coke, breakups honestly. Are hard. Breakups are hard.
I wouldn't be surprised if these two had been like Splitsville for years.
Oh, I'm sure that they have.
Years. Because people are like, oh, do you think it was the pandemic that, you know, drove them apart? No, I don't think they really liked each other that much for the last few years, no, at
least.
No, because
he's been in Wyoming. I mean, remember, he did his entire last album in Wyoming. She was not there. She was nowhere near it.
Well, and for the entirety of their marriage, they've never really been in the same place for very long.
Not really. And I mean, I'm going to say this, and I don't, this is the way that their children were born to them is a wonderful gift of science. But they did not need to do the natural things that people need to do in order to have their children.
I'm picking up what you're laying
down. Thank you. Especially, you know, they used a surrogate for at least the most recent one, maybe the last two. Yeah. So my point being that, like, you can build an argument that they didn't even need to be in the same state in order to have their children.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they were living apart for a long time.
So in conclusion, and really quickly, I'll carbon copy or blind CC or I don't know. I'm just trying to say that you can add this to the pile, but we don't have time to talk about it. That TMZ, who also shorthand Colleen,
is a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually TMZK.
TMZK. If you see a Kardashian story on TMZ, then you can rest assured it came directly from the horse's mouth. And I'm not calling Kris Jenner a horse. It's a euphemism. They say pretty much the same thing that Kim and Kanye are in marriage counseling and divorce is on the table. Now, all of that aside, I don't know what you think in terms of where this is going, but this seems to be...
Gosh, you really are emotional. I'm so sorry. This
Had two Diet Cokes today.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's going to get weird.
It's going to get weird. I just feel like this is the opening act, and I'm not quite sure where this is going.
I assume
that we're headed to an actual divorce, but do not count these chickens until they've hatched.
Agreed, but do count this chicken, okay? The chicken of Kim Kardashian being the savior of the story, right? Because they are going to bend over backwards, the Kardashian PR team, to make her look like the savior in all of this.
Yeah.
That it was, yeah. And it's going to be gross. It's going to be gross. And I'm going to tell you right now, nobody is going to look good in this if you actually read the tea leaves.
Do you also think... that it's weird that because we've got, okay, we're going to need to talk about this later because I've just got all these thoughts about what's going to happen next. Because part of me wants to say, like, if this was a real deal that they just wanted to get done and done, it would have happened under the dark of night and we wouldn't know until after the fact that it had all been done.
1,000%.
So that tells me, and I just saw a tweet from listener Allison who's like, do you think that they're deciding to move forward with the divorce stories now that they're moving to their own new network and they... obviously, we'll need eyeballs on that.
Well, thank you. Also, yes. And what do we know about the Kardashians?
Nothing is real.
And everyone smokes. And they live on a different timeline than the rest of us.
Oh.
And because they're moving over to Hulu.